Insightful analysis, bold comments, friendly debates. Find all that on Roundtable, an in-depth discussion on hot topics in China, only on EZFM.
Hello everyone, welcome to Roundtable, coming to you from EZFM every day from 1 to 2 p.m. I'm He Yang, joined by a good friend of the show, Mr. Ryan Price.
Hey!
And we have a brand new voice on the show today.
Hello, nice to meet you. Yes, I'm a reporter for Studio Plus, a three-hour live show on China Plus, and it features culture-related feature stories.
Okay. All right.
No more cross promotion.
No, feel free to do more. And Studio Plus is one of those, certainly the flagship show when it comes to Chinese culture and whatever is going on in the music scene, art scene,
performances,
and also in Chinese society.
Food.
Yeah, you should check out that show, and you can also pick up Xiang Wei's lovely voice on that show.
Thank you.
Yes, and that's
from 2 to 5 p.m.
All right, everybody, you've got all the important information, right?
On ChinaPlusNews.com.
Okay, Xiang Wei, you wouldn't stop. Okay, is there more? Is there more coming?
You're encouraging me.
Yes, that's not a problem here. And another reason why we have Xiang Wei on our show is, I don't know if our listeners have realized that these days, to have a parent on Roundtable is like finding a unicorn.
Wow.
And today we found that unicorn. The precious creature is
Xiang Wei. I feel like
that here. Yes, and we've got some parenting topics, I suppose.
Yeah, I have a 2-year-old son, so I hope to contribute.
Great. So, you know, there you go. You have a parent perspective on the show as well as, you know, from Ryan and myself, and we're talking about parenting, although we don't really have first-hand experience, but we are kids.
Yeah, we are kids. We're all kids.
So we have a stance, too.
Yeah.
Good as always, our dear listener, to have you with us. We have some fascinating topics for discussion today and every day. On today's program, Chinese e-commerce giant Alibaba may surpass Walmart to become the world's largest retail platform by the end of the month. What does this say about the global retail market? And a growing number of Chinese consumers are buying cosmetic products from Japan and South Korea instead of the West. Why is there a switch of preference in the beauty business? And is there a place for Chinese beauty brands at all? We would love to hear from you and have you join our live discussion. Come and find us on WeChat. Just search for EZFM Roundtable or leave us your thoughts on Sina Weibo. Just key in 轻松调频 Roundtable. If you're a podcast listener, we're Roundtable 圆桌会议 there. And don't forget, you can send us a bullet comment. That's the fastest way for us to see your comment and interact with us on the live show. So just go to WeChat, EZFM Roundtable, our public account, and find that icon at the bottom right corner called Danmu View. And then send your comment. View, pew, 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 pew. We will be interacting with you. So I'm waiting for you. Please send in that comment first on Roundtable now. Chinese e-commerce giant Alibaba Group has announced that its total trading volume in the current fiscal year has exceeded 3 trillion yuan, and that is more than 463 billion US dollars, and it's expected to soon surpass Walmart as the world's largest retail platform. So guys, tell me more about the current situation of Alibaba, as the whole nation seems to be watching, that it might become the world's largest retail platform. Kind of a big deal there.
No surprise. I mean, everyone is buying on Alibaba, right? We don't have so much time to go to the nearest, maybe, supermarket or something like Walmart. So Alibaba is so convenient. Why not?
I definitely think convenience plays a huge role in this. I also think that it has a secure hold on the market. We had talked in a previous show about how Alibaba has established this culture, okay? Double 11, double 12. Like, these have become shopping days because of efforts from this company. So they are not only dominating holidays where massive amounts of money is being spent, but on top of that, Alipay takes up 70% of the market share of mobile payment platforms in China.
Mm-hmm.
So it's 70% of what people are using for their mobile payments. I mean, that's huge.
That's huge. And also, I think if we were looking at this figure, well, in looking at comparing figures last year, then Alibaba's Alipay had an even higher percentage of market share because WeChat transaction payment method has actually caught, is quickly catching up. And it's a really interesting area to see that a lot of development is happening right now.
I think that's really good. Actually, on that topic of WeChat, I think it's good that a platform can challenge Alibaba, because I think challenge promotes healthy economic growth of two companies. It gives people choices, it creates innovation, and it makes a kind of like an interesting economic e-commerce situation happening in China.
Yeah.
So I think it's good.
Yes.
And aside of the challenge, I see more cooperation actually on Alibaba, because a lot of real stores have their online stores on Alibaba, so it allows us to have more experiences on real store to test what is your most favorite, you know, products, mm-hmm. so that you can enjoy a cheaper price on the online platform. So it's very good for our consumers. Right?
Yeah, I think that's a really interesting point. And also that could be why of the many reasons contributing to the success of Alibaba. But before we go into that part of the discussion, it's really interesting that in the media, in reports, Alibaba has been compared with Walmart at the moment. And Walmart is a global brand. And here, are we talking about Alibaba's got a global market comparing to what Walmart has got? Or do you think there's a bit of a difference in the story that this comparison needs a little bit more analysis?
Well, speaking as a Westerner, American, and dealing with Walmart back home, Walmart is not necessarily all e-commerce. In fact, I would say a lot of what Walmart is, especially back in the U.S., is a 24 hours like store where you can buy anything. So, say if I lost my internet, like the power went out, I need candles for my house. I know Walmart's going to be open with their backup generator or whatever they have with their lights, and I can go there and get stuff whenever I need it. It's less e-commerce oriented, but a point I want to make too, actually, is that Walmart in a lot of cities like San Francisco mm-hmm. is banned from being inside the city limits, certain parts of the city limits, because they're afraid that Walmart basically kills small businesses. And if you've been to San Francisco, there's just small businesses everywhere, little shops and whatnot. And if you have a Walmart, it's like the Death Star of of shops. It just comes in and blows up all the other shops, and people can only use Walmart. So actually, there's a lot of cities that are very protective of their small businesses, in which case don't allow Walmart in. And I think that this is interesting because maybe you can apply this to China.
Mm.
These people might let convenience get the best of them, doing the majority of their shopping for certain things online. And then let's say it's Sunday and they want to go shopping with their girls and they're like, let's go shopping. And they walk down the street that once had tons of shops and great deals, but it's all closed. Because you shopped at
Taobao.
Yeah.
Ooh. Okay, that's
very interesting. Because to the contrary, Alibaba does not kill the small business. It allows the small business to join the platform, you know. So it might support the small business instead.
I see what you're saying, and I still disagree. I think if I was joining Alibaba as a platform and to sell my goods, I wouldn't have a shop. I would find a very cheap place to rent where I could produce my stuff in a mass quantity and then just sell it all on Taobao. Whereas these stores rent out expensive locations with their nice clothes, hoping that traffic in that area is good. Why would I worry about traffic and people coming to my shop if I'm an online seller?
Yeah, I think you point at a very good direction of this, sort of getting also to the bottom of a problem here. That is, with all the success and the glamorous numbers of, from the business portfolio that Alibaba possesses, but also is it at the expense of a lot of small businesses? Although I think, Xiangwei, you make a very good case for that Alibaba says that its platform offers any small business a storefront online.
Mm-hmm.
But still, in reality, we're seeing that a lot of small stores are closing, and it's increasingly difficult for them to survive. So is Alibaba's success story sort of shadowing the failure of a lot of other smaller businesses? What do you guys think?
I think that might be a problem, but for me, it's still an opportunity.
Okay.
Yeah, because if I consider to open my own store on real locations, I have to consider it to be expensive.
Mm-hmm.
But if I open a store on Alibaba, it might cost less, and much less, I think.
Yeah, okay.
I see that point. I see that point again. But the thing is, so from the standpoint of a business owner, yes, it gives me the opportunity to cheaply start my own business, like a startup almost, like mm-hmm. an app, you know what I mean? But from the novelty of a customer, of a consumer, I like going to a bookstore. I think bookstores are great. I love sitting around. Even if I don't buy a book, I can just browse and get a coffee. But, you know, like in the States, actually, bookstores like Barnes & Noble's or Borders went out of business. These bookstores are going out of business because of e-commerce. People are kind of buying their books on their little tablets and these kind of things.
Yeah.
So, I mean, there's a good and a bad to it. But this novelty that you could once go out with your girlfriends or your guy friends, go shopping, that might be a thing of the past if e-commerce keeps doing what it's doing. I mean, how can small businesses keep open shops when they're just deciding to sell everything online?
Brian, you're such a good guy.
Ryan, by the way.
Yeah, yeah. Sorry. Right. Because as far as I know, not so many guys are enjoying shopping with their girlfriends.
Oh, that is a really good point. Okay, let's get all nosy and gossipy right now. So, Ryan, do you shop with your girlfriend all the time?
If that was going to happen, I think... there's like a very funny stereotype.
It's
guys
so
don't like
to see a guy blush in the studio for once.
guys don't like shopping. I think I can't speak for all guys. Maybe there's some guys that
speak
definitely
for yourself.
Like. Okay, so I'm gonna speak for me, guys. I'm just speaking for me. But it's kind of like you don't even feel like you're there. You know, the girl will ignore you. She's just off and she's like, what do you think about this? What do you think about this? And you literally, you're like, yeah, mm-hmm, looks great. Okay, yeah. That's all the input you need to put into it's literally them shopping and you're there. That's been my experience when I've had that experience.
Okay, so you actually have no opinion.
Okay, yes, of
Can
course
you
you're
going to
be asked about your opinion. But it's like sometimes for guys, it's like, it's like, Ryan, these blue socks or these pink socks? I'm like, this seems really trivial to me, but it's a big deal to her. What do I say? So I'm like, you know, the blue socks, the blue. I think I like blue. Okay, let's go with those.
Oh, that is just too funny. And
but I'm not so convinced. I still insist e-commerce means more possibilities and more opportunities. As long as we... at the same time that we have e-commerce, we can enjoy real stores at the same time, right?
Yeah, but that's the thing. With Ryan's argument, then real stores will die. Yeah, but hold on. I think maybe there is a way out, and I think the brick-and-mortar stores, they are forced to upgrade themselves, and they're forced to pick out a differentiation point.
Yeah.
And
they can provide more services or better services, right?
Yeah, and I think service is definitely the key word here. What do you think the Chinese stores need to do here?
Well, actually, with you know, what we have been talking about, I thought maybe of a scenario where a business could start out on Taobao, okay, and they don't have a store. But maybe they're selling like some really good products, and people start buying them a lot, and then this brand starts getting known. People are like referring to this seller. All of a sudden, the seller can maybe market on that and buy a store and say, hey, I got a lot of people purchasing my products in Beijing. I'm opening a store in Beijing. I'm opening it in Sanlitun. Let's give it a try. There's definitely a way for this to work and like a happy medium for our novelty of stores to still exist and also e-commerce. But at the same time, I think it's also very deadly at the same time. You know, because convenience is convenience. We all want it in our life. Like when I'm riding the subway back home, I don't have a lot to do. So maybe I can do my shopping, my spring shopping.
Yeah, and it's become one of the things that Ryan has alluded to a few times on our show that, correct me if I'm wrong, Ryan, you are a avid shopper on Taobao without even knowing the language very well.
Oh, I didn't know that before.
Well, this is correct. At some periods of my stay in China, especially when I first found out about Taobao and I saw these unbelievable prices, I was blown away. So yes, I was an avid shopper and immediately spent a lot of money, more so than I wanted to, on things I thought, you know, were really cheap. But it was so convenient because A, I ordered it, and like B, the next day it was there. You know, it's not like I wait 2 weeks or something like that to get these pair of shoes I ordered, but it comes really quick. They were, some were good. In my first experience, some of the products were good, some were bad. And then I realized, like, you have trusted sellers on Taobao, and you have to kind of be smart about how you navigate through sellers. Oh. There's a whole system. So actually now, I do my avid shopping with Chinese friends. And
you need some hand-holding, don't you?
Yeah. And in which case, it's great. Yeah. Good experience.
Yeah, I just have to admit that we have to embrace e-commerce, and the real store service must catch up quickly.
Okay, I think that's probably a really good piece of advice to give to the brick-and-mortar shop owners, as there is still a place for you, but it is increasingly competitive market, and you need a reason for people to want to actually step into your store, and that is a big difficulty a lot of these store owners are facing. And also, I think the reason why we're talking about this comparison between our earlier Walmart versus Alibaba is not only comparing two great companies, but also I think they represent a very different era of shopping. Yeah. And also just this kind of two different business models. And I'm going to ask you guys to do a little bit of crystal balling here. What do you think is going to happen in the, let's say, the next 5 years with these two very different ways of doing business? And people want to shop. We need to get stuff. But what will happen with, you know, these two very different kind of shopping methods?
Well, I think in the next 5 years, it'll still be kind of similar. But the thing about Walmart is it does have an online presence, a massive online presence.
Does it?
I think they're kind of, yeah, you can go to Walmart.com and buy anything, I feel like. But then at the same level, they realize that their huge presence is buying in bulk whenever you want at our 24-hour store where we sell everything. So like, oh, you don't want to pay for shipping. You don't want to wait for your stuff. Come over any time of the night. Come buy what you want. Come buy a video game. Come buy a movie. We have it. We're not like video stores that close. You can buy whatever you want here whenever you want. And that is something that still e-commerce cannot catch up with, is like I can go to a store and have something right in my hand right then and there.
Yeah.
Whereas, especially in the U.S., it takes a while. You have to pay for like next day shipping. Here in China, it's amazing. You can get something the next day. But still, that's the next day. What if some emergency happens? And like my power goes out, or I need something to fix something, I can go to Walmart and it'll have it and it's available to me right then and there.
Mm. On that one, I have to agree with what Ryan has said earlier, that we have to see more Alibabas. You know what I mean? We have to see more competition in this area. We don't want to have only one there.
Mm, that sort of resonates with what Ryan said earlier about, you know, having that monopoly position. As Alibaba has grown into a mammoth, it is the player in many fields, especially in online commerce. It's like, you can't think of another competitor, pretty much. And whenever one company grows too big, that's usually not the best deal for customers. Yeah, and we've got a bunch of messages regarding this topic, as we always do whenever it's shopping. I guess people, men and women, are interested. And one of our longtime listeners, Cindy, left me a message because she wants to know, as a cave person, He Yang, that's myself, I don't know how and when that reputation has gotten, you know, there spread out, and yeah, okay, I am one, and she wants to know whether I have made contribution to this gigantic trading volume that Alibaba has achieved, and surprise, surprise, yes, even a cave girl like myself, happy without technology, I am a Alibaba user. I can't believe that. Yesterday I purchased movie tickets through Alipay and got a good deal and went to see a movie. Yeah, it's just now Alibaba has grown into this, it's established a universe of itself. It's not just about shopping anymore. There's like paying your utilities, making transactions, booking a date, and finding all kinds of things to do is available on that software in your phone. And okay, I feel like I'm further away from my cave position right now, but don't worry, I will be back in my cave once I get that ticket. Yeah, what do you guys think about this business, how it's branched out in this way?
You know, I'm not sure.
Back to the listener's question.
Yeah.
To me, it's surprised that He Yang doesn't buy so much, you know?
No.
Because cavemen...
Cave girl.
Cave
me.
Girl, yeah. Cave girl, stay at home. And buy online. That's natural.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay, that's an otaku. That's like yujaizu, just a houseplant. I'm not necessarily a houseplant,
okay,
but I hate technology.
Okay.
And my ex-colleague, John Artman, and Xiao Hua, and a whole bunch of other people have laughed at me so hard that they say you seem to be a person that is always ahead of things, as I'm on Roundtable. I know all the latest stuff,
yes,
and we're ahead of the trend, and you should always listen to Roundtable.
You do look very trendy.
Oh, thank you. Fashion conscious. But when it comes to technology, I'm very wary about it, and very old-fashioned, conservative, because I always feel that technology could possess you in a way and get your information in a way that you will regret later. So I'm very cautious about such things. There you go, revelation from a cave person, which you don't get very often. But yeah, with you guys who have embraced Alibaba and the online commerce kind of way of living as well, I think it's a very different story.
Yeah, I think, so you were mentioning branching out and like Alibaba working with like grocery stores for purchases and getting your tickets for a movie. I think it's great on some levels and then bad on some other levels. I mean, absolutely, it's great that there's this convenience where if I use my Alipay, I can use it for so many things and get good deals. But then at the same time, it's like really strengthening the grip Alipay has on so many things that I do in my daily life that I need it, even if I'm a cave person, to do my daily cave activities.
Yeah,
I don't think it's a problem if we stick to our lifestyle, you know. If we like to wander around, like in the shops, it's okay.
Yeah, it's probably okay. And our WeChat listener Murphy says that now with e-commerce, it becomes the perfect shield for the boyfriends to say, well, you know, there's no shopping trips because, you know, you do it online. There's no need we go to a store without actually saying, girl, I don't want to shop with